producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
His visceral response to attack people on their appearance, short, tall, fat, ugly. My goodness, that happened in junior high. Are we not way above that? Would we not all be worried to have someone like that in charge of the nuclear arsenal?
We don't need an apprentice in the White House. We have one right now.
He's not a conservative. He's not a liberal. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's not an independent. He believes in Donald Trump.
I think personal attacks just please one person, Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm not sure if those were the highlights or the lowlights of the debate yesterday, but it is Constitution Day, so we'll see if we can elevate the discussion just a little bit. We're still awaiting Jonathan E. Mord return from meetings that he has constantly. Man, the man is in demand, and we need him more than ever. What?
Did you catch the debate last night?
Oh, man, you got so close to your microphone, I couldn't miss it. Yes.
Am I overdriven? You can't.
No, you're good now. You're good now. You're good now.
We're overdriving each other. We're just so excited. We're just so full of something here. But I think there was a lot of full of something in that debate last night, man.
There was. That was really...
The first debate I've actually, like, watched.
All 3 hours?
In a long time. Not so much the first tier, but I watched the second tier.
Okay.
A little more, the one that involved Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, and
those were considered the first tier.
Well, that's all up to that's all opinion. But anyway,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta say, I have avoided watching the debates. I really have. Just because I hate the jockeying back and forth, the posturing, and the gotcha moments and the zingers and this stuff. I just got so burnt out on that for so long. I just have not watched a debate in quite a while. But I watched the one last night, and I hate to admit it, I really do.
What?
But I actually got a kick out of Donald Trump last night.
Well, how could you not? I mean, he's entertaining. He's Mr. Entertainer up there.
He's such a buffoon. But it's just, you know what? Listen, in a room full of stiff suits and decorum and all of the, baloney that is such a turnoff about politics, I can see where people are looking at Donald Trump and actually uttering the words of a breath of fresh air, aside from the fact that I really just, the guy just drives me bonkers with the stuff he does. Really, honestly, I can see how people are attracted to him.
Yeah, we've talked about this, on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. In fact, we've got now joining us, we'll talk more about the debate, getting deep into it, Cheryl Chumley. She writes for WND, and she's a brilliant analyst on this and many other fronts. And Cheryl, I imagine you watched the debate. Maybe you didn't get as much amusement out of Donald Trump as Super Don did, but we're always glad to have you on board.
Love being here. Thanks so much. It's great to be here again.
Oh, great to have you. And listen, it's Constitution Day, of all things. I mean, the thing is, did you hear the word unconstitutional uttered once in the debate? That was problematic for me.
Yeah, what happened to the idea of the president taking an oath to uphold the Constitution? That seems to have fallen by the wayside as everybody scrambles to promise the next entitlement and welfare benefit and so forth. But what of the Constitution? I mean, that's the whole greatness of America.
Yeah, my friend Michael Bolden with the 10th Amendment Center tweeted out like some kind of drinking game. And he said every time he hears the word unconstitutional, he will drink. Of course, he was completely sober at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's a heck of a party. Yeah, I don't think I heard it once. And I didn't listen to the full 3 hours, but I listened to a couple hours of it. And then, of course, like all your listeners, I caught all the highlights that they were running all day today. And I thought it was an invigorating debate. I thought it was... I can't say I was happy with CNN's moderation of it, but
no.
You know, as far as the candidates jumping in, I love the moment when Chris Christie broke up that little spat between Carly and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. It was entertaining, and it was a little bit informative.
A little bit, yeah. We'll get to some of that. In fact, I've got an audio clip I want you to comment on for us here, a little debate montage that Superdome put together on the Islamic threat. So we'll get into some foreign policy here. We're going to hear a few of the candidates, so you'll hear a variety of views, and then we'll ask Cheryl what she thinks of that. So I think it starts with Rand Paul.
We have to learn. Sometimes the interventions backfire. The Iraq war backfired and did not help us. We're still paying the repercussions of a bad decision. We have
to
make the decision now in Syria. Should we topple Assad?
He sent a clear signal that the United States would be strong and fight Islamic terrorism, and he did keep us safe.
I don't know. You feel safe right now? I don't feel so safe.
I think we are at greater risk of an attack than at any time since. We have got to destroy ISIS's ability to attack us here.
Were you the wedding Kate Baker, or the gay couple, or the Baptist preacher, radical Islam would kill you all if they could.
So it was a little mix there, obviously. A little more interventionist than others. Obviously, you know, we want to keep America as safe as possible. We don't want to sacrifice liberty to do that. And Rand Paul brings up, you know, the things that we've discussed here about being smart about our foreign policy. Sure, we have interest overseas, but do we attack and create a vacuum like we did in Iraq? Do we do the same? Have we done that in Syria? Had we attacked Syria altogether, who would be running it now? ISIS? And so I think these are questions that are good parts of the discussion and debate I'd like to hear more about.
Right. Well, my view of foreign policy is that it's never good to get into that whack-a-mole type of defense, and that's where we're at now under this current administration. I think the best foreign policy is to come into the White House with a strong message, America exceptionalism. We're strong allies of Israel. We will crack down on terrorists and terrorist activity in our nation and in those of our allies. And we just haven't heard this message coming from the White House, which is why you have this slow creep, which is now sped up considerably through ISIS, but you have this creep of terrorism spreading around the world. And I think the only good answer now to secure our nation and to secure our foreign policy is to elect a new president who understands that broader look.
Yeah, we don't want to be, let's say, indiscriminate in our use of force, and I think that's the concern some people have about Donald Trump, who doesn't claim to be a constitutional scholar, but just says what he feels, right? He's like, oh, well, I'll go take care of them. And there's a jingoistic perspective that we certainly want to at least have. It's not bad to talk tough, but you want to be able to back it up too. But you also want to use it judiciously, which I think was Rand Paul's point here, that what have we created? What are the consequences of a bad foreign policy? Are we safer? And even Donald Trump said to Jeb Bush, I don't feel any safer based on what your brother did.
Right, and I don't think I think a lot of Americans share that view that Donald Trump put forth, that we don't feel any safer in recent years. And I do agree with Rand Paul on the need to be judicious about where we place our military. I don't think just because there's a threat, we have to immediately send in the troops. I don't like Donald Trump's idea that every time we go into a nation, we should take over that nation, take their resources, seize their oil wells, and so forth. Because if history reminds, that's basically what a lot of other nations did, and they couldn't keep control of those properties. That's what's great about America. We press for democracy overseas, but we're not going to take over those nations and institute our own government.
Well, and in those places where there was CIA intervention, I mean, we can go back, was it 1955, Iran, taken out and replacing with the Shah. It ended up, you know, years later, or decades, in fact, you know, the whole crisis that happened with Iran. I mean, those were foreign policy short-sightedness scenarios. In other words, we had interest there. We thought this guy would be better. You topple one dictator, replace it with the next. There's unintended consequences. Again, I'm asking for a maturity from the Republican field to say, look, we're going to learn from history this time. We're not going to be indiscriminate and just talk a big game because, you know, we're big and bad. We're going to think this thing through.
Well, I think that is the best way to approach our foreign policy. And I think we need to put a stop to thinking that every nation in the world needs to be like America. You know, it's just not going to happen. You have certain religions that I don't think are compatible with what our Constitution and what our Judeo-Christian principles as a nation put forth. And we need to let some of those nations, you know, become sovereign onto themselves and stop trying to force democracy onto them when they don't even want it. But as far as foreign policy goes on the upcoming presidential candidates, I think a long-term approach, a little bit more wisdom and less just reactionary with the military is the way to go.
Right, exactly. Well, this is why we're talking to Cheryl Chumley here. It is Constitution Day. My son is studying a little bit of Constitution in his school, and you know, I said to him, you know, Elijah, you know that democracy is not used, the term is not referenced in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. He said, Dad, I didn't know that. You know, because none of these school teachers talk about it. They throw out democracy as if there's no definition. It doesn't matter. You know, it means something else that it isn't, or does it? And I think it's important to teach these kids about origin points. How did we get started? What was the purpose? Who were the founders? Who were the ones that inspired the founders? You know, going back to John Locke and others, saying there's a reason that democracy wasn't the ideal goal. So for us to say we want to establish, and how many presidential candidates, some Republicans even, but Democrats for sure, said we want to make the world safe for democracy, when our founders said that wasn't really the ideal form of government to begin with.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a pet peeve with me when I hear politicians, even politicians that I like, mm-hmm. complain about the term democracy as if it's interchangeable with a republic, which is what we're supposed to have, which is what founding fathers envisioned and forged for us. You know, we need to get past this idea that a democracy is anything we want it to mean. It's not. It's more a mob rule. It's more on the path to socialism and progressive policies.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen somebody, say, you know, when they ask about the litmus test, will you support whoever the Republican nominee is, as long as he doesn't support any of the platforms of the Communist Manifesto? And that includes a graduated income tax, you dill rod. I'm sorry, I wasn't talking to you, Cheryl. I was talking to Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Cheryl Chumley on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. It's Constitution Day. Celebrate. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Backlash against vaccines was blamed for a measles outbreak here in California. Dr. Carson, Donald Trump has publicly and repeatedly linked vaccines, childhood vaccines, to autism, which, as you know, the medical community adamantly disputes. You're a pediatric neurosurgeon. Should Mr. Trump stop saying this?
Wow, that was the setup. That CNN wanted everyone to bash Trump on his stance on vaccines. And, I know this personally because I've had some off-the-record discussion with some of his people that have had their children injured by vaccines. And it didn't go according to the CNN script. Did you find that interesting, Cheryl Shumley, about how they got into the issue of vaccination this way?
I did, and I actually thought it was great that this is being discussed on the presidential primary debate platform. It's about time an issue of this magnitude to parents got brought up on a national scale like this. And I was really heartened with Ben Carson's response to Jake Tapper when he said mm-hmm. that he basically was he thought that too many vaccines given at once could be damaging to children. And then Rand Paul weighs in saying similarly. Yeah. So it's very nice to see that this is taking place.
Yeah, it is. It is stunning, and they kept pushing him. But shouldn't Trump stop saying it? Shouldn't Trump stop saying it? So here's the
question. Should he stop saying it? Should he stop saying the vaccines cause autism? Well, I've just explained it to him. He can read about it if he wants to. I think he's an intelligent man and will make the correct decision after getting the real fact.
And here's where you'd expect, Trump maybe to back down because, of course, here's the neurosurgeon telling him the science. But Trump is like a lot of parents out there that have seen things that defy whatever the doctors are, however intelligent they may be or not be, however many studies they want to say are going the other way. Trump says, listen, this is what I've seen, and here's what he said.
Autism has become an epidemic.
25 years ago, 35 years ago, you look at the statistics, not even close. It has gotten totally out of control. I am totally in favor of vaccines, but I want smaller doses over a longer period of time. Because you take a baby in, and I've seen it, and I've seen it, and I had my children taken care of over a long period of time, over a 2 or 3 year period of time, same exact amount.
And then he goes on to describe another one of his employees who had a healthy baby a week after the shot, high fever. We'll get to those clips a little later. But Cheryl, again, this is a discussion that needs to be had, yet people are shouting down CNN, MSNBC, saying outrageous things about how dare they speak about these things.
Yeah, well, it's good that Trump is the one bringing it up, because I can't think of one instance where Trump has shied away from anything that the press criticizes him on. He's a loud voice, and it's good that he's grabbing a hold of this particular issue, because he's speaking what parents understand. You know, you can cite whatever report you want, but if you are a parent and you bring your child to the doctor's office and that child is healthy, and then he gets a whole bunch of shots and all of a sudden he's not healthy, you know, you don't care about reports and surveys and studies. And that's all Trump is pointing out. This is the facts. This is what's happened. Let's look at it.
Yeah, and then even Rand Paul comes in, as Ben Carson didn't attack Trump, even said he was a good doctor, made some kind of joke about it, and acknowledged they're doing too much. And Rand Paul says this is about freedom, you know, and that he acknowledged that he spread it out for his kids. So what is the media going to do now, attack two physicians for acknowledging that many pediatricians are coming to the same conclusion, if not the same as parents, at least that, hey, maybe we should slow it down, give fewer? I just found that as refreshing as any discussion that we've ever had on that stage.
It is, and it's common sense, too. I mean, they're not saying do away with them. First off, it's the parental control. You should have the right to say whether your child gets certain shots or not. You know, as the child's parent, you have that right. But also, you should have the right to say, you know, let's spread these shots out a little bit so they're not getting inundated with all this stuff all at once. And I think that's a common sense approach to it.
Yeah, again, that was a highlight for me in the debate last night. Cheryl Chomley, where can people find your wonderful writings?
Oh, at WND.com or at my blog, CherylChomley.blogspot.com.
And well, Cheryl, you're keeping us abreast of a lot of these perspectives, and I look forward to having you on as often as you can come on. I know you Jonathan as well, put you out there if you're not too busy to jump in on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with us, and I'm so glad you're here, especially because Jonathan, once again, either stuck in traffic or at a meeting extra late, and we're going to have to do our level best without him. But you did great.
I know. Thank you. You have a good evening.
All right, Cheryl Chomley, thank you so much. Read about her at WND, all of her wonderful commentary, as well as her blog. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. When we come back from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton joins us. We'll talk about Constitution Day, a little bit more on the vaccines, and maybe hear from Captain Kirk as well. Yes, all you trekkers out there, it's for you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extend Ovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extend Ovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extend Ovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.
That was Captain James T. Kirk doing the preamble to the Constitution on Constitution Day. That's thanks to Norm Singleton who spotted that for us, Norm. And we are welcoming to the program the man, the Sacred Fire of Liberty guy. It's Jonathan Emord. He's back.
He's back. He's late, but he's back.
Yes, well, you had kids to take care of, so that's the ultimate excuse. I would not complain for a second, but I'm So glad you're here on Constitution Day, as well as Norm Singleton. And a great way to open the second half of the show here.
It is, it is. This is a great day. Too bad not enough Americans understand the fundamental underpinnings of the Constitution, but there's always hope that perhaps it can be transmitted to them. Another thing about the American people that's kind of a natural reaction, this anti-Washington thing, it's a hugely beneficial thing, and it is a sign that the Constitution is working in the sense that the American people are rightfully rejecting all things Washington and asserting their sovereignty this election season by demanding candidates that are from outside of the Washington establishment, which is a healthy thing altogether.
It would be nice to see that happen. Norm, how's it going there? What are you seeing on Constitution Day?
Well, I think one of the things, whenever I watch that clip and or watch that episode, is before he starts to read, William Shatner, Captain Kirk, says to the aliens who have somehow found the Constitution and turned it into a meaningless document that they just read the words, don't understand it, is down the centuries you've slurred the real meaning of these words. And I think, you know, Captain Kirk should come to D.C. because, you know, our Congress has also, over the years, and as we saw last night, there are a number of people seeking to the highest office of the land who seem to have forgotten the real meaning of the Constitution.
Well, with the rare exception of Rand Paul, possibly Ted Cruz as well, unfortunately, the members of Congress are like the aliens in that episode, and it would be, you know, Norm, your middle name is Kirk. You were named after Captain Kirk, weren't you?
Yes, of course.
So there you go. So it has double meaning for Norm.
That's beautiful. I love that. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's interesting how, you know, it was considered, of course, in the 1960s when Star Trek was coming out, there was a lot of liberalization and things that were happening, you know, anti-war things were going on. And that had a social conscience, if you will. And that particular thing was really great. I mean, it really spotlighted what was actually happening, although it's happened much worse in that time since. As I mentioned to Cheryl Chumley in the last segment, how my son is now learning about the Constitution in high school. And I said, you know, Elijah, do you know that democracy was not even mentioned in the founding documents in terms of the Declaration or the Constitution? He says, no, I didn't know that, Dad. They all talk about democracy like we're a democracy. I said, no, technically we're not. But it matters, but it seems to not matter to today's politicians who are saying we have to make the world safe for democracy.
Well, that's quite right.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead,
that goes all the way back to Wilson. Of course, and but the idea, you know, that we're a democracy, the founders actually opposed democracy because they saw how it could lead to authoritarianism, which is something political philosophers, going back to Plato, who was no friend of liberty, was concerned about, that you would have demagogues and you would have, I forget which 18th century classical liberal philosopher suggested that anyone who actually is living off of the government dole should be forbidden from voting, because they saw what would happen if you allowed democracy. You would get a welfare state, you would get an empire, and it would become one that's ruled by demagogues. And again, going back to last night, I'm not going to name any name of any particular candidate, but there was at least one candidate who seems to think that his brash reality TV persona trumps constitutional government.
Very well said, Norm. I have to give you credit for that.
And also, I'm not a huge fan of Carly Fiorina. I don't see actually much difference from her policy wise between her and a Romney or a McCain or, or anybody else, any of the other standard issue Republicans. But you know, Donald Trump walking around with that hair, he has a really lot of chutzpah, if I can use a Yiddish phrase, criticizing the appearance of any other candidate. Whether
which you did with Christy Arena or Rand Paul indicated that as well. And, you know, listen, we can agree with certain things from all of these candidates when they say something and go, yeah, I like that. But as Jonathan, you know all so well, very few candidates, much less those in Congress, actually are grounded in the Constitution, that actually know there are limitations to government action. It's not just about what you want to do or what you say you'll do. Is it constitutional? We didn't hear the word unconstitutional once in the debate.
No, that's unfortunate. It's what's really unfortunate is that the focus of attention, which should so richly now be on limitations of power, recognizing that the government has been transformed from a limited federal republic into which the founding fathers gave us into an unlimited bureaucratic oligarchy. They all comment about variously about how bad big government is and how abusive it is. But the fundamental point that this is an unconstitutional government is not one that they are communicating, and that's really it. I mean,
right.
We are not... We do not have a government that lives within the constitutional confines that are in the document itself and that were articulated in the Federalist Papers and were accepted as absolutely essential barriers to the deprivation of liberty and the assumption of tyranny. And, of course, we're living with the very tyranny that the Founding Fathers predicted we would have. None of the Founding Fathers... believed that, believe it or not, that the republic they created in the Constitution could survive. John Adams thought it would be gone. Thomas Jefferson thought it couldn't survive more than a few decades. And George Washington was ever fearful that those who were more interested in exerting power, usurping power, would over time erode the Constitution and cause there to be a centralization of power that would be the bane of liberty. And that's exactly what has happened. It's happened for decades since the 1930s principally, but really kicking off even at the end of the Civil War. And here we are on Constitution Day. We should be really rather reverential in our respect for this extraordinary document that really is the best form of government, a mixed constitution, not a democracy, a mixed constitution comprised of Republican principles, but three separate co-equal branches of government that was supposed to be checked and balanced. And we have, you know, a president who won't live within his constitutional confines, who is legislating with impunity, and who has pushed through a piece of legislation, his hallmark piece of legislation, Obamacare, which is the greatest assumption of power by the federal government over individuals' freedom in the nation's history. And
right.
yet, none of that came out in last night's debate.
Well, I was looking for more talk of freedom. There was one clip, and it went toward the tail end of the vaccine discussion where they went to Dr. Rand Paul to get something, and we did get a little bit of freedom from him, which I'm grateful for.
One of the greatest medical discoveries of all times were the vaccines, particularly for smallpox. And if you want to read a story, it's called The Speckled Monster. It's an amazing story. It was all done voluntarily, but people came in by the droves. George Washington wouldn't let his wife visit until she got vaccinated. So I'm all for vaccines, but I'm also for freedom. I'm also a little concerned about how they're bunched up. My kids had all of their vaccines. And even if the science doesn't say bunching up's a problem, I ought to have the right to spread my vaccines out a little bit at the very least.
Yeah, and there's a lot of history that wasn't told in that Rand Paul clip, of course, because there were others that recognized it may not be that safe. And the freedom is the key, though, where Rand went. And, you know, there is a little bit of support there, but I don't think we heard enough of that embracing of liberty and the limitations on government to mandate these or other things. And
well,
I'm a little...
That's right.
I'm a little befuddled, though, about Rand Paul, and maybe both of you guys can help me on his seemingly embracing of Monsanto and I don't know if he's embracing the Dark Act, but preemption in the sense to not label GMO. So I'm confused recently by what Rand Paul's message is.
Well, I know that Rand Paul is opposed to federal preemption. He's opposed to the Dark Act's preemptive aspects. He may not have a notion or a concern about GMOs per se. That is, he may not believe that GMOs per se are a bad thing, nor would he want to prevent people from buying GMOs to exercise their freedom to do it. But he is very much opposed to the kind of destruction of federalism that's inherent in the Dark Act and its assumption of federal power over the states, nixing state laws developed on health and safety. He's long time been an advocate of the protection of the states' rights to enact laws about their own citizens' health and safety consistent with the original Constitution and the notion of dual federalism. So I think that that is his position. On the vaccine issue, what I was disappointed, and of course you just don't have the time in these debates, but I think if Rand Paul were allowed to expound more than 30 seconds on in a response on this, he only had, I think he had 30 seconds to respond to a one-minute presentation. So the fundamental point here is not whether vaccines are good or bad, but whether the individual has a right to dissent from receipt of vaccines. That's the issue. The issue is an individual's freedom to dissent. And the real question is, shouldn't the onus, the burden, be on those who would deprive a person of their liberty to dissent to establish, in the first instance before that happens, that there is no other way to protect public health and safety than to do that. And I don't think that can be proven with vaccines, so I think the individual's right to dissent trumps the general interest in vaccination.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll hear from Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, on that perspective as well, and maybe a few other debate clips. We'll see what we can squeeze in as we reignite the sacred fire of liberty each week here with Jonathan Emord. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. I want to thank Cheryl Chumley for joining me in the first half, and of course, Jonathan E. Mord here, rekindling it with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, talking a little bit more about the debates and positions of some of these Republican candidates. Particularly, you know, we're very keen on Rand Paul because of his constitutional stance and consideration there. It is Constitution Day. And a bit of confusion over his, you know, he argued for freedom, I think fairly well in the short period he was given on the vaccine issue. But what about this GMO thing? I don't know, Jonathan, you want to start, or should we have Norm start on his perspective on where this is all at?
Well, I'll just say very quickly that I, as best I can understand it, and I do think that Senator Paul needs to clearly articulate what his position is on this, but I believe that his position is that he opposes preemption of state health and safety laws and labeling laws. So he's against the DARC Act, I believe. But as far as the technology is concerned, I don't think that he is opposed to GMO technology per se. He just wants the states to be able to regulate the communication of that information if for health and safety reasons, if the states so wish, without the federal government stopping him. That would be my guess on what his position is.
And Norm, you have a different perspective on the libertarian ideal, if you will, the liberty ideal as far as this labeling issue. So go ahead and let us understand that.
Well, I think that one of the things to, a couple things to remember, I know a few people have made this point that when we're talking about the FDA is, as we all acknowledge, and Jonathan, of course, fights this on a daily basis, is a poster child of corporatism. It serves the agenda of pharma, of big agriculture, as does the USDA and all of our farm programs. So why would we trust the FDA to label or Congress for that matter, to label something as GMOs. The other thing to remember is too is that what we want is a free market. Remember the food safety laws that went through a few years ago, and that was marketed as poison food from China, and this is going to crack down on that and those evil big corporations. And mm-hmm. Who are the first victims of that? Who are they cracking down on? Farmers markets. So there's that concern.
Well, the unintended consequences are always there, Norm. That's to your point. And
right.
Although Jonathan has helped to write laws that don't violate freedom, I don't believe, but that talk about disclosure of what's in the products for consumers to know.
Right. Well, again, I think that Senator Paul and other defenders of federalism might say that might not be a proper federal role, but one of the problems with the DARK Act is that it takes away the state's ability to do that, and states can and should. And this idea that you can't have a national market that way. Well, actually, I disagree with that. I think that you can have a national market. The states are perfectly able to come together as they do with contracts and various other and regulating attorneys, barring attorneys, and they can just they can make arrangements to cooperate among each other on common standards without a federal hand. But you don't want federal preemption, and you also, as Joel Shalaton, the one of the leaders in the food freedom movement, points out, what you really want to do is protect the property rights of the organic farmers from not having their land contaminated with GMOs, because that means that all of a sudden they're not going to be able to accurately claim that their products are GMO-free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Vermont bill, the Maine bill, Connecticut bill, all of those bills that I had a role in helping draft, these bills are simply disclosure information. That is, it's truthful information about the presence of GMOs in the products. And in that sense, it's in fulfillment of the state's fundamental power to prevent fraud. Because in this instance, people are marketing these GMO-containing products as natural. Mm-hmm. And they are confusing the people in the marketplace because they look at a bottle that says peas, but they don't know that it's GMO-containing peas. That's deception, and the state has a right to regulate it.
And that's a distinction I'd love to make sure Rand Paul knows about. So, Norm, if you could reach out, I don't know if you have a connection there through Campaign for Liberty, we'd love to get clarity on that, because it will help him out if people aren't misinterpreting. We want to be sure what's going on. So thank you both. Sacred Fire Liberty, Constitution Day. Appreciate you both so much. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.